Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Today's daf is daf Yud Beis. We're starting from the top of the Amid with a new Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Hamakdish Nechosev, a person who has a lot of possessions, and he's makdish all of them for Kedusha. He doesn't specify, he just says, I am makdish all of my Nechosev. Zok the Mishnah, V'hoyu behen dvorim ru'uyin lekorbanis atzibur, and among his possessions there were those things which are ro'oi for korbanos. Now the Mishnah doesn't tell us what those things are. On the surface, it would appear to be like behemoth, a ro'oi lekorbanos atzibur. But that cannot be the pshat, because if you skip ahead five lines, you'll see in the middle of the line in the Mishnah, it says, Hamakdish nechosev v'oi behen behema ro'oi al gabi mizbeach. So we're not talking about behemoths. So you're thinking to yourself, well, maybe we're talking about yayin and shemen and oifois. Well, you look again, five lines before the end of the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, "Amaklish nechosav v'ayu ben dvorim ru'uy legabim mizbech yeinu shishmanu v'oifois." So that cannot be either. So the case that we have in the Mishnah, which we started off with, that among your possessions are dover haroi lekabonas atzibur, we'll see mechim as soon as we start the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan will say that this is referring to ketoires. So a person has among his possessions ketoires, and he's makdish all of his possessions, the ketoires also becomes kadosh. Now, how does a private individual own ketoires? We will address that in Miyat Hashem in the Gemara. But in the meantime, what do the Gizborim do? So, the Taklin Charetin tells us that a person who's makdish nechosim, stam hegdish, is lebede kabayis. So everybody in this world has some possessions. Some have more, some have less. And among our possessions, for instance, a person has tables and chairs and beds and paper and a pen to write with, a watch. All of those are part of his nechosim. Among them, he also has ketoires. What's the din of all of those nechosim? Stam nechosim lebede kabayis. It doesn't go for the mizbeach. You can't go and bring a bed or a chair on the mizbeach. So therefore, it goes lebede kabayis for the repair and maintenance of the Meis HaMikdash. But what do I do with the ketoires that became kodosh? Because he was makdish everything. Says Rabbi Akiva, yanosel umnim bischarim. Go and pay the umnin as part of their wages. And the umnin that we're talking about specifically, as we'll see in the Gemara, are those umnin from the base of Tinas, whose job was to go and perfect and to smash and to crush and to mix all the ingredients for the ketoires. Dib Rabbi Akiva. Now what are the umnin going to do with that ketoires that I've given to them? So as we'll see in the Mishnah in a moment, this is not the end of this halacha, but rather we'll see in another two or three lines that there will be a happy ending, as we'll see. Omle ben Azay. So ben Azay says to Rabbi Kiva, "Eini hamida." No, what you're saying is incorrect. Ela mafrishim hen tzchar umnin, umchalan oisan al mois umnin, v'noisan oisan umnin bischarim. This ben Azay that we have now is almost identical to the Mishnah that we had yesterday about the moiser haktoiris that remains at the end of the year. Here we're not talking about Moisir Ketoiris, here we're talking about Ketoiris itself. That according to the Kiva, just give the Ketoiris to the Umnin. Now I got a problem. After all, Ketoiris has Kedusha. If I'm going to give it to the Umnin, don't they have a problem that I'm being Mechalel the Kedusha by giving it to these Umnin? And they're going to be Moil Behegdish. Or perhaps the Gizborim that are handing over the Ketoiris, they're being moiled by taking the Ketoiris and just giving it to plain individuals, to Umnin. What are they going to do with it? So, the Tan Charetin explains, and we'll see this in the Gemara shortly, that Ben Azai is saying to Rabbi Akiva, you cannot go and give pure Ketoiris to the Umnin. You're taking Kodesh and giving it to regular Bnei Adam. Isn't that a problem of being mechala, being moil in the hegdish? So Rabbi Kiva holds that you can go and be mechala the hegdish of the ketoiris al hamalacha. Meaning, until now we've always assumed to go and mechal something, mechal basically means to be poda, to redeem something, is that you transfer the kedusha from A to B. And in the case of, for instance, the ketoris, we had the moisak ketoris yesterday, and that's what Ben Azai says today, you go and take the ketoris, you go and take money from the trumas halishka, and you transfer the kedusha from the ketoris, and you put it on those monies of the trumas halishka. And if you remember, the Gemara asked yesterday, how can you be mechal hegdish al hegdish? Because the Trumas Halishka are also Kodesh. And you remember the Gemara says yesterday, it's talking about that the Trumas Halishka monies, they were mechalel, for instance, on a building. And they said the building was Nivne Bechoil, and now we transfer the Kedusha of the Taklin Chadatin, meaning of the Shkolim, the Machzor Shekel, onto the wall. So now the wall becomes Kodesh, the money becomes Chulin, and now I mechalel in turn the Ktoiris onto those monies. And that's what Ben Azai says in our Mishnah. He says to the Chachamim, to Rabbi Kiva, you can't just hand over the Ktoiris to the Umnin. But what do you have to do? Mafrish mehem schara Umnin. Figure out how much the Ktoiris is worth. Let's say $100. Umachalan oisan al moisa Umnin. Now be machalit on monies that you were going to use to pay the Umnin their salary. And be mechalel now this ktoiris, v'noisen oisen li umnen bischoren, hand over the ktoiris that was originally kadosh, because this individual had been makdish kol nechosav, which included ktoiris. So now hand over this ktoiris to the umnen bischoren in for their wages. And now remember, this ktoiris is now choil, it's chulin, because I was mechalel it previously on the moisa umnen. And now the Gizborim of the Beis HaMikdash will purchase back this Toiris from the Umnin by paying them. And once we pay them for the Toiris, so what's going to happen is the Kedusha of the Truma Chadasha is going to be Chal on the Toiris. The Ktoiris will now revert back to the Beis HaMikdash, and now the money that I paid for it, that became Choyl Chulin, as a result of using it as the purchase medium to buy back the Ktoiris. So that money in the hands of the Umnin, that's going to be Chulin money, everything is great. And Zogna Meforshim, says the Tosis Yomtzif on the Mishnah, Rebbe Kiva agrees to that final part. The only disagreement between Rebbe Kiva and Ben Azai is, how did the Ktoiris get to the hands of the Umnin that it should be Chulin? Ben Azai said, I have to be Mechalel the Ktoiris first onto money. Rebbe Kiva says, it's not necessary. I can be Mechalel the Ktoiris onto the Melacha, onto the services. And therefore, the Machloik between Rebbe Kiva and Ben Azai is, do you need that the medium to which you are transferring and exchanging the Kedusha of the Ktoiris, does that have to be goods, a dover sheyesh by mamish, or could it also be intangible services that the Umnin provided by going and manufacturing and processing the Ktoiris? But both of them agree that after the Umnin receive the Ktoiris, then what happens? The Gizborim come and buy it back from the Umnin with the Truma Chadasha. So these words, V'choiz V'loichem Oisa, the Truma Chadasha, says the Tosis Yontav, goes on Rabbi Kiva as well. That after we give the Umnin the Toiris, we buy it back from new Shkolim, and the new Kedusha, the Kedusha of the new Shkolim, is going to now be impressed and imbued in the Toiris. The money, therefore, of the Truma Chadasha will now become Chulin. That's what I pay the Umnin. That's the first case of the Mishnah. Second case of the Mishnah, the Makdish Dechosav, Ohi Behen Behema Ru'uy Alagam Mizbeach. It's a Karim of the Kavis. Again, Mr. Jack Smith had a household full of possessions, and among other things, he owned animals which were Roy to be brought on the Mizbeach. In other words, they were Tamimois. You had a Zohar, which was a Tam, and a Kavis, which were Tamoh, and therefore I was able to bring them for Kabbalahs. What happens now? Reb Lezer Oimer, Zechorim Yimachru Letzorchei Oilois, Unakevis Yimachru Letzorchei Zivchei Shlom, Udemein Yiplu Im Shar Nechosim Lebedek Abayis. Reb Lezer says, just like we said in the Reisha, that Stam hektish lebedik habayis. Here too, when you're makdish all your nechasim, including your behemoths, the behemoths also go lebedik habayis. However, we have a rule in Seder Kodshim. It's brought in the Gemara in Temura and Mechoyres, a few places in Kodshim, that if you are makdish a kedushas domim to an animal which is ro'oi lihikarev al hamizbeach, because the animal is a tmima, it's not a balmum, then the halacha is eina yoytze midei mizbeach li'olam, because it has the potential to be brought on the mizbeach, because it's totally qualified to bring on the mizbeach, even though you makdish it a kedushas domim of bedek habayis, automatically there's an automatic upgrade and it gets a status of kedushas aguf to be brought for a karban, and therefore a zacha will be brought for an oila, because an oila can only come from zcharim, and keva cannot be brought for an oila, so the keva is going to be brought for a shlam. Now, for whom? The tzorche oilais. The Mefarshim say that the word litzorche should be pronounced litzorche, as if there's a cholam there, which means for people that need oilais. So what happened is, Jack Smith is makdish all of his nechasim, including animals, for the gizbar. The gizbarim show up a week later to go and collect all of the hegdish for bedek habayis. They find that there's charim and a kevis there. So they take this charim and a kevis, these animals, with them, and the Beis HaMikdash says, okay, I don't need these for my own uses. Baruch Hashem, we got plenty of animals already. And they put up signs, who needs an oiler? So Mr. Beryl Jones comes in and says, I need an oiler. Fine, so I sell that zohar to Mr. Jones so he can bring a carbon oiler. And the money I use now for bedek habayis. Again, I have an akeva, which is not roi for an oiler, so I go and sell it for a shlomim. What do I do now? I get now the money, the $100, $200 for selling this in the cave for shlomim, and the main niplum shar nachas the bedek habayis, and therefore I give it the bedek habayis. And this is Reb Lezer says, because stam hegdish le bedek habayis, it makes no difference what your makdish, bedek habayis, even animals. So I take the money and use it for bedek habayis. Rabbi Shua disagrees. Rabbi Shua Omer, Scharim atzman yikarvu oilais, nekevis imachul et zorche zivche shlamen, v'yabi demeyen oilais, v'shar nechasem yiple bedek habayis. What Rabbi Shua does, he divides up into the stam hegdish that this person said. Again, you have Jack Smith, he's makdish all his nechasem, including animals. Says Rabbi Shua, the inanimate possessions, the non-animals, that go lebedek habayis, clearly. Stam hegdish lebedek habayis. However, any animal which is roi lemizbeach automatically becomes a mizbeach animal. And therefore, he was makdish a zohar, it goes le'oilet. You don't sell it to somebody else at tzorchi oilois. He himself uses it for an oil. Nekevois, they have a din of a shlomim. Why a din of a shlomim? Because you cannot bring a nekeva for an oil. But you sell the nekeva to those that need shlomim, and now I get money, and with that money I buy an oila, and I give that money back to Jack Smith, and I say, Jack, here's your money, use it to go and buy a carbon oil. What's the reason for that? So the Mefarshim explain, because just like we say, stam nechosn lebedek habayis, stam behemois, which are roilim mizbeach, are intended for karbanos. Why? Because the person says, I'm being makdish my nechasim l'Hashem, and therefore we want to go and give them the maximum l'Hashem possible, and by inanimate objects, the maximum kedusha that I can give is bedek habayis. I can't go and bring a table or a chair on the mizbeach. So it gets bedek habayis. But since the behemah is roi to be brought for a karban, so then it gets upgraded to the highest form of karban, which is an oila. Why is an oila a highest form of karban? Because it's kula kalil. But I can't bring in the kevah for an oila. Fine! Sell in a kevah for somebody that needs a karban shlomim, because a person who's makdish a tam, even though his intention was for other things, like for bedek habayis, or for an oila, even though it's in a keva, einim moitzi midei mizbeach li oilam, it's got to be brought in the mizbeach. So I sell the nekeva litzorech shlam to whoever needs it. I get the money and I bring it for a carbon oil. But none of this goes for Bedek Abayis, because Rabbi Yeshua splits it up. Reb Lazer says everything goes for Bedek Abayis, so sell these chorim for oilos, sell the nekevis for shlomim, and the money that is received go for Bedek Abayis. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, I split it up. The inanimate objects go to Bedek Abayis, the animate, these chorim and nekevis, sell them, and either bring them for an oilos, or sell the nekevis and take the money to buy a carbon oil. So says Rabbi Kiva, Omer Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is almost like Yovi HaKosav HaShlishi. Not really, because Rabbi Kiva now takes sides. Says Omer Rabbi Kiva, Roya Nias Divir Rabbi Lezer Midivir Rabbi Yeshua. I like Rabbi Lezer's halacha better than Rabbi Yeshua. Why? Sher Rabbi Lezer Hishva Es Midoisev. Rabbi Lezer says that when a person is Makdish, all of his Nechasim, Rabbi Lezer holds Loi Pluk. Don't start messing with and dividing between one Nechasim and the other. All nechasim go lebedek habayis, including the animals. So you sell the animals or you use them yourself, and the money goes to bedek habayis. Mashenker Mishua chilek. Rabbi Yeshua says it depends. Inanimate objects, it goes lebedek habayis. The animate animals, they don't go lebedek habayis, they go lemizbech. Omer papayis, shemati estirishneid. I heard what we just said. And I can be Yovi HaKosav HaShlishi. And that is, HaMakdish B'Feirish, K'Divrei Reb Lezer. HaMakdish Stam, K'Divrei Reb Yeshua. What does that mean? HaMakdish B'Feirish says the Taklin Chadatin. If a person says, not just HaMakdish Nechosav, I am Makdish all of my possessions. But he says, I am Makdish all of my animals and my possessions. Then why did he split it up? That's what's called a HaMakdish B'Feirish. So Reb Lezer says, by the fact that he split it up, and he did not say the animal should be for the Mizbeach, and the Shar Nechosim should be Stam Lebedek Abayis, by the fact that he did not say that expressly, his intention was that both the animals and Shar Nechosim should all be Lebedek Abayis. Says Reb Papayis, I agree with Reb Lezer when he says Befedish, I am Makdish my animals, the Shar Nechosim. However, Makdish Stam, if a person just said, I'm Makdish all my Nechosim, then I hold like Rabbi Yeshua. Then what did Rabbi Yeshua say? Inanimate objects go to Bedek Abayis, but anything which is a living animal, then you try to give it the highest form, and the highest form is the Oilois, the Ischorim bring for Oilois, and the Kevois, sell them for Shlamim, and take the money and buy Karbonois Oil. And the final case of the Mishnah, HaMakdish Nechosav Ohiyu Ben Dvorim Ruyin Lagabi Mizbeach Yenois Ushmanim V'Oifois. Person Makdish is Nechosim, and among them he has wine, he has oil, and he has birds. Birds meaning Toir U'Beneyoyne. Toirim U'Beneyoyne. Reb Lezer Oyim, what do you do now? Yimachu L'Tzorchi Oisamin. Go and sell the Yenois Shmanim V'Oifois to those people that need Yenois Shmanim V'Oifois. Virtually everybody that's bringing a carbon needs the Yenois Ushmanim, because he needs it for the Minchas Nesachim, which is added to all Oilois and all Shlomim. And the Oif is to a person who needs to bring either an Oilasa Oif, or a person who needs, if the person, for instance, a Yoledis Aniya, has to bring a pair of Oifois, a Kan, an Oilas Oif, and a Chathasa Oif. So you sell them, the Yomim B'demein Oilois, and now take the money and bring them. Use the money to buy oilos, v'shar nechosim yiplu bedek abayis, and the rest of the nechosim go to bedek abayis. So notice in this halacha, we're splitting up the kedusha, that inanimate objects go to bedek abayis, and the yenei shmanim v'oifois, which are ro'oi to be brought as karbanos, or at least to be brought on the mizbeach, oh, then it has a din of oilos. You can't bring a yayin and shemen for an oila. Go and sell them, take the money, and use it for carbon oil. Now, this doesn't sound like Reb Lezer. This sounds like Rabbi Yeshua. Because Reb Lezer said, across the board, anytime you're makdish only in a chasim, everything goes to bedek abayis. And here, this sounds just like Rabbi Yeshua. That Rabbi Yeshua splits it up and says, those which are ro'i for bedek abayis, go for bedek abayis. Those that have a shaychis to the mizbeach, like yayin, the shem of oivois, then the halach is they have a kedushas aguf. And that's why you have to go Yom V'Demeim Oilois. So what's going on? So in fact, the Mefarshim say that this is not Reb Elezer speaking, this is a new man d'yoma, Reb Elazar. And that we have what is basically a Tos Fus. If you're wondering where do I take this from, you can go all the way to Yud Beis Amud Beis, in other words, turn the page, and you go to two lines from the bottom of the Amud, and you see Taklan Charetin says, Hakol Karav Oila, Umasnis and Bas Reb Elazar, Veloy Reb Elazar. Our Mishnah at the end is Reb Elazar, not Reb Elazar, because this sounds more like Reb Yeshua and not like Reb Elazar. Okay. Talk to you more. We go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, you're Makdish Nechosim, and you had Dvorim Horu'uyin Likabonis. Talk to you more. What is that referring to? Rabbi Yochanan Omar, it's referring to Ketoides, and that's how we learned Pshat in the Mishnah when we were learning it before. Okay, now this Omar Boishi we already had yesterday, and what the Gemara is telling us is, you remember that yesterday we had a Machloikis in the Gemara, whether when you manufacture when you go and you manufacture the ketoides, whether you have to go manufacture it in a kli shoreis, or can you even go manufacture it in a kli chol? You remember Shmuel said that even the machteshes that you use to crush and smash the various ingredients also has to be a kli shoreis. But Gemara said yesterday, Rabbi Yochanan apparently doesn't require that, because in our Mishnah we're talking about Jack Smith, that is Makdish all of his Nechasim, and he has Ketoides. How would Jack Smith own Ketoides if you require that Ketoides has to be processed with a Kli Shoreis? Jack Smith doesn't own a Kli Shoreis, he only owns Klei Chol. So remember, Morris said yesterday, Nishkaraya, Amraboishia, Jack Smith was an Umman from the Beis Aftinas. Tiposer, you can explain, the Mishnah is talking about an Umman Michel Beis Aftinas. Beis Aftinas, remember, are those that process the Ketoides. Sheyanoitl Beschare Ketoides. He received as part of his Schar Ketoides. And what did we do with that Ketoides? After that, we went and we machalit on the Mois, etc., like we learned in our Mishnah. Ah, so the reason why he had Ketoides in the first place was because he was one of the processors and manufacturers of the Ketoides in the Beis HaMikdash. And how did he get it? We gave it to him bischaron, like in our Mishnah. Yinosna li'omen bischaron. And what the Gizborim intended doing was buying it back, mitruma chadasha. And guess what happened? Before we had a chance to go and buy it back, Jack Smith was makdish it. He was makdish all mechosim, including the Ketoides. Ah, talk to Gemara, is no raya that Ketoides can be made with Kli Chol. It could be, everybody holds like Shmuel, you can only manufacture Ketoides on a Kli Shoreis, and Jack Smith is an Uman and he owns Ketoides, which was processed in the Beis HaMikdash on Kli Shoreis. Okay, you could put a two dots. Nu shtikel ma tamid ben Azai. Why is Ben Azai arguing with Rabbi Kiva of our Mishnah? Because he holds in a Hegdish Meschal ala Melacha, Ela al hamoyz. Like we explained, the Mishnah, Ben Azai holds that if you want to go and be mechal el kedusha from Ketoides, the recipient must be a dovar sheyesh by mamish, something which is tangible. You can't go and be mechal el the hegdish of the Ketoides on this melacha, this intangible services that were provided by the omnit. Okay, zoki morbaite tamon tanina. We learned in a Mishnah over there. Where's the Mishnah over there? This is a Mishnah Masechtas Temura. That Mishnah Masechtas Temura is listing all of the malice that Kochi Bede Kabayis has over Kochi Mizbeach, and all the malice that Kochi Mizbeach have over Kochi Bede Kabayis. So Zok the Mishnah, Yesh be Kochi Bede Kabayis, as opposed to Kochi Mizbeach, Shestam Ektation Bede Kabayis. If a person says, I am Makdish my glasses, my pen, my table, my gemara. What is that hegdish lebedek abayis? It's not for bringing a carbon, it's for bedek abayis. Hegdish bedek abayis halal akoil. You can be makdish anything for bedek abayis. Even one version in the gemara, even on avonim, you can have rocks and be makdish the rocks for bedek abayis. Of course, it may turn out that they're worthless. But if they're worth a shava pruta, they have kedusha. It's halal akoyel. If I makdish rocks l'mizbeach, I did nothing. Nothing is chal. What happens if I am makdish, for instance, a chicken, a hen, and the hen lays an egg. Or I makdish an animal, and it produces milk, and I want to go and use that milk or that egg, I have to go and pay for it. Otherwise, a mayala midulein is a din of me'ila, because even the gidulin get a din of kedusha. Mash enkin the gabi a carbon that I makdish. If I take the cholov and I take the cholov or the other product of the animal, there's no din of being moil on those gidulin. The only din, if I was makdish a tiny goylis lebeit sasa, I'm sorry, makdish a tiny goylis, and it laid an egg, or makdish behema and it produced milk, then the halacha is there's no din of me'ila b'gidulein. So that's another malah. All kodshim mizbeach, All kodshim mizbeach, there is Barry. Barry, welcome aboard. Yes, sir.
It says, I thought it says it is
moel. If I take a chicken and I am makdish the chicken of bedek habayis, and that chicken produces an egg, that egg has kedushas bedek habayis, and if I go and use it without buying it from the gizbar, then I'm over hilchos me'ila. That does not apply, however, to an animal that was makdish for a carbon. If it produced an egg, if I was makdish a chicken, I realize that you cannot bring a chicken for a carbon. But if you were makdish a kedushas mizbeach and it produced an egg, no din of me'ila in that egg. Okay?
Wait a minute. What about an egg of a torah or a
no din of me'ila if you have an animal in the keva that you are makdish for a carbon and it produces milk, no din of me'ila.
And the tzemer also, there's no me'ila on the tzemer if you short shear the wool?
Tzemer is different. Lois. Although that pasuk is talking about bechor, but Chazal learned that it applies to all karbonos that you cannot have hanoa gizav avoida. But there's no such pasuk legabe the din of the cholov or legabe the other gidulim or the eggs that are laid. The ein ben anoy lekohen. Another mala that kachim bezbedikabayis has over kachim bezbeach, and that is that there's no hanoa l'kahanim. What does that mean? Every single carbon that you bring on the mizbeach, the kahanim have some hanoa from. What is the hanoa that a kohen has? You have either food to eat, ul kachi kudishim. You also have they have the chatas and the oshim, they eat the whole thing. When you're talking about kachim kalim, they get the chozav v'shoik. And if you're talking about carbon oila, then they go at least get the oirois. Mashenke l'gabi kachi b'rikabayis, the kahanim get no benefit whatsoever. There's one exception to the rule by kachim mizbeach, that would be oila sa'oif, which is kula kolon the mizbeach, and they don't even get the or, because the or of a dove, of a torah ben yoyne, has no value. Or at least doesn't have enough value, and you just put on the mizbeach together with the rest of the dove, or the pigeon. Anyway, why is the Gemara bringing this mission Maseches Tzibura? It's bringing this mission to tell you because it says here, Chal al hakoyim. Kachim b'rikabayis is chal on everything. Says Gemara, Brachananya d'rablezi, that's the Tana bar Mishra Blazer. The Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah, Amakdish uchos v'yis behem behema ru'u yagabim mizbeach, skorim in the cavis, Rablezi oyim edvor yizchorim yimach l'tzorchi oyla, so you gotta sell it for an oyla, the cavis yimach l'tzorchi ziv cheshlam, u'dmein yiplu v'mshar nechos l'bedekabayis. When you sell it, you get money, that money goes l'bedekabayis. How was the Kedushas b'rikabayis chal on animals? Remember, Rabbi Yeshua says it's not chal. You bring those animals themselves for karbanos. You don't go and sell them and take money and use them and give it to b'rikabayis. So therefore, that mission that says that b'rikabayis is chal al hakoyim, everything, A to Z, that is referring, that's Rabbi Lezer that holds it's even chal, for instance, on live animal tzmimois that could be brought for kodshim mizbech. But doesn't shtim a kodshim Yeshua? Yeshua says, no kedushas b'rikabayis is chal on those animals. Where does Rabbi Blazer get this from when you go and say, Stam Hegdish, that it's Lebedek Abayis across the board? Because it says in the Pasuk, Ishki Yakdish is Beis HaKodesh Lashem. Now, Pashup Shat, a person is Makdish's house. What are we talking about? In the Beis Tira, we're talking about his own house where he lives. Kvar Tziva, I have another Pasuk. Via Makdish Yigal Ez Beisoy. So that's talking about a person that was Makdish's house, and now he wants to go and redeem his house. But that's a parasha before Ishki Yakdish is Beis HaKodesh Lashem. So Ibazoi, what is that talking about? Shokti, I'll tell you what it's talking about. Elekianan Kayomen, the Makdish Nechosov. When it says in the Pasuk Ishki Yakdish is Beisoy, it doesn't mean literally his house, it means his household possessions. That's Makdish Nechosov. What does it say in the Pasuk? Kodesh Lashem, it becomes totally Kodesh Lashem for Kedusha's Bedek Abayis. It doesn't become Kodesh for the Mizbeach, because Mizbeach, it's not total Kedusha Lashem, because every Korban, as we said before, part of it goes to the Kohen. Therefore, Makdish Lachos of Kodesh Lashem has to be Kodesh Bedek Abayis, where there's no Chedek at all for the Kohen. Mikan, what do I see from this pasuk? Shestam hekdesh is lebedek abayis. That's the makor of Reb Lezer. If you just say hekdesh stam, everything is included from A to Z. Nu shtikl. Om Rav Zira. Rav Huna b'shem Rav. B'meh pligin. In our Mishnah, we had a machloikas Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua. Remember, what's the machloikas? According to Reb Lezer, everything including the animals is lebedek abayis. And according to Yeshua, we have to go and split it up. Somebody please mute yourself because we hear some background noise. Everybody kindly mute yourselves. Shkoyach. So getting back to our Gemara, says Gemara Omrav, Zira Rav Huna B'Shem Rav. B'meh Pligin, what's the machloikas Reb Lezer and Yeshua in the Mishnah? According to Reb Lezer, remember that even the animals, the money goes l'kedushas Bedek HaBayis. According to Rabbi Yeshua, anything which is a live animal, which is a tamimim, tama, you bring it itself for a carbon, or you sell it, and you take the money, and that money you use again for carbon oila. It does not a din of a bedek kabayis, it has a din of kedushas mizbech. What's the mach? Where is the machlokes? So we're going to have three separate explanations of the machlokes in our Mishnah. Rabbi Zeira says, a Mishnah to makdish nechosef. Like we learned until now, that's how the Mishnah begins. You makdish nechosev by how you behem behem. Avim makdish edrei. What happens in a case where you makdish only your animals? Mr. Jack Smith has Baruch Hashem 5, 10, 20 animals, and he's makdish all of his animals for hegdish. Then kol ama moide, then kuli ama moide, shulam mizbeach. Even Rebbe Lezer would say, I don't say stam hegdish. Lebedek Abayis, since he was only makdish animals, stam hegdish of an animal is lemizbech. Azei zok Reb Zeir, Rabbi Ba, or Rav Huna b'shem Rav, ma pligin fakert. The machlok is in the Mishnah is only be makdish edroi. He's only makdish as animals, nothing more, nothing less. There, Reb Lezer says, I don't care, stam hegdish lebedek Abayis. The money's go for bedek Abayis. And even though you're makdish only animals, and of course Rabbi Yeshua says no, it has kedushas mizbeach. Am makdish nechosef. When I'm the makdish, all of his nechosim, kol am moidi. Even Reb Lezer would be moide. Not even Reb Lezer. Even Rabbi Yeshua would be moide if he's makdish all of his nechosim. Shehu lebedek kabayis. Even Rabbi Yeshua would agree that you sell the animals and take the money and use lebedek kabayis. Zok tigmar. So I have now a machloik is Reb Zeira and Rabbi Bo, how to explain our Mishnah. Reb Zeira says the machloik is in the Mishnah talking about Makdish Nechosav. Rabbi Bo says our Mishnah is talking about Makdish Edrei. As an aside, according to Rabbi Bo, we're going to have to go and make slight changes to the Lashon of the Mishnah, because the Mishnah begins HaMakdish Nechosav V'hoyu Behen V'heima Ru'uya Al Gabi Mizbeach. According to Rebbe, no. Amish is talking about only makdish the animals, not makdish kol nechosev. So you have to do some textual changes. Anyway, Zokti where Al died to the Reb Zeira Nicha. Reb Zeira that he distinguishes and says, if you makdish all nechassim, that's the machlokes. However, if you makdish only the animals, everybody agrees on mizbeach. That is totally logical, sensible, fine. However, kasha od Rabbi Ba. I don't understand Rabbi Ba. Because what did Rabbi Ba say? That the machlokes is the makdish edra, you're only being makdish animals. And even there, what does Rabbi Lezer hold? I was only makdish animals, the monies go lebedek habayis. I don't understand. If you're only makdish animals, isn't it an automatic thing? If these are royal legabi mizbeach, avada chibila mizbeach. Why should it be lebedek habayis? I don't understand Rabbi. Mamayla, if you're makdish all of your nechassim, and it includes animals, okay, then I can hold. Don't make a difference, since he said kol nechassai. See, he meant all to the animals should be for bedek habayis. But if you only makdish animals, shouldn't that go to mizbeach? Ever the Gemara, you're right. Behema le mizbeachi. However, what does that mean? Explains the Taklin Chadatin that if you are being makdish all of your animals, and you really mean it for Mizbeach, then you should have said that expressly. You should say, all of my animals are kadosh hegdish for Mizbeach. By the fact that he just said the word that they are hegdish, I makdish them, that is implicit in his words that he meant only lebedek habayis and not lemizbeach. So says the Gemara, avad stam behemah lemizbeach. Sure, a behemah if you're makdish it, I'll be seichel that you go for the mizbeach. However, lo masasim ishazeh. Why did this person not add the word lemizbeach? Why did he say it stam? Shukoyim, it's as if he said, no. Rabbi say, listen carefully to me. I don't want it for the mizbeach. Lo yia el lebedek habayis. Anyway, so those are two versions, and now we finally have a third version. Reb Yochanan Omar, lo yishanihi. Says Reb Yochanan, don't learn like Reb Zeira that the machloikis is only by makdish nechasav. Don't learn like Rebbe that the machloikis is only by makdish edroi, but rather he ha makdish nechasav, he ha makdish edroi, he ha machloikis. In other words, the machloikis between Reb Yeshua and Reb Lezer is in all cases. Sai makdish nechasim, sai makdish edroi. Everywhere Reb Lezer says loy plug, it goes lebedek kabayis, and Reb Yeshua says the animals go lemizbech. Fine. Zokti Mara, three lines for the bottom. Rav Huna b'shem Rav, Reb Avo b'shem Reb Yochanan, kochi bedek kabayis shepoidon tmimim yotzu lechulim. Ah, so going back to our Mishnah, a person was makdish all of his nechasim, and it included his animals. Now, what do you do with these animals now? It depends whether you hold like Reb Lezer or Reb Yeshua. But according to Reb Lezer, what you do is, you sell the animals. Zchorim, you sell the tzorchi oilois, someone who needs to bring an oila. Then the kevish, you go and sell to someone who needs to bring a shlomit. And now you get the money, and those monies go, lebedek habayis. Says the Gemara, when you're selling them, they already have a kedusha. And now what happens? You're selling it to someone to go and bring it now for an oila or to go and bring it for a shlomim. Says our Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan holds kochi bedek habayis, shepoidon tmimin yotzu l'chulim. Bedek habayis is different than kochi mizbech. If I want to be kochi poide, kochi mizbech, the only way that I can remove the kedusha from kochi mizbech is after they get a mom, and then I can sell it and use the monies. Here, however, by kodshe bedek habayis, these animals of our Mishnah, which have a kedusha bedek habayis, according to Reb Lezer, because I'm going to take the money and donate it to the Beis Hamikdash, to bedek habayis, I am pointed them to Mimim. It has to be that I'm pointed to Mimim, because our Mishnah says that the purchaser is going to use it for an oilo or for a shlomim. How can I go and sell it? It's not a balmum. Says Reb Yochanan, it's not a problem. Kochi bedek habayis are different than kochi mizbeach. You can be pointed them to mimim, yotzu lechulin, and now the purchaser takes a chulin animal and he's going to re-consecrate it. He's going to go and say, you zohar, you're an oila, and the person who bought the nekeva says, you nekeva, you have a din of a shlop. And by the way, in the interim period, until the purchaser says, you're an oila, and he says, you're a shlamim, maybe they're not going to say that for a day, or for a week, or for a month. It's chulin, and during that period of time, if the animal goes and has offspring, or if it's in a cave and has milk, all of that is going to be mutter, because it's total chulin, like regular chulin animal. Says Yimara, I'll bring you a... Yes, what's up to you?
We check this animal in this interim.
You can check it for chulin.
And we can use it
for gizav avoida. For gizav avoida. Anything and everything. It's regular chulin. I heard two voices. Barry, you want to finish off your question?
Answer my question. Complete chulin, no restrictions.
Total chulin, no restrictions. Chulin with a capital ches. Did you, Brother Shai, somebody else asked a question?
Well, no, I don't. Why is it different than a bechor, or is that where you're poted, where we have an extra mila here, and we don't invest that mila in this case?
Excellent question. And the answer is because Kedusha's Bedik Habayis, even though it's a very high and intense form of Kedusha, like we enumerated in the Mishnah before, it's chal ala koil, ein b'hanor l'kehanim, but after everything is said and done, that's called a Kedushas domin, not a Kedushas ha-guf. Because what do you do with all these objects? Yes, the Gizbar could retain them if he needs an extra fountain pen in the Beis HaMikdash, sure. But the normal thing that you do with all the things is to go and sell them. According to Blazer, even these animals are destined to be sold with the proceeds to be used for Bedek HaBayis. That being the case, it only gets a Kedushas Domim, not a Kedushas Aguf. By Kedushas Aguf, you can only be Poida when it gets a Mum. Kedushas Aguf, you can only go and you cannot use it as Chulin. Even after you're Poida, an animal that was Kedushas Mizbeach, Kedushas Aguf, and it developed a mum, and now you sell it, there are still restrictions. As we have coined the term in the past, it's chulin plus. It's not just chulin, there are still halachas that attach to it. As we'll see in the Gemara in another moment, the vlad of such an animal and the cholav of such an animal remain asur. Because the Torah says that when you are poide an animal, it says in the pasuk, tizbach v'yachalta basar. Darsh in the Gemara, tizbach V'loy legiza, basar v'loy lecholav, v'yachalta v'loy leklavecha. So even though you have been poida an animal that was kedushas mizbeach and it developed a mum, however, after you're poida it, what you can do is you can go and shecht it for chulin. But you're not allowed to take the giza, v'avoida, or the cholav. All of that is continued to be prohibited. Mashenkin, something that never had a Kedushas Aguf, it only had Kedushas Domim, like Bedek HaBayis, you can be poided, Yotzu L'chulin, you don't have to wait for a mum, just sell it to a person who needs it. Who's going to need it? A person who wants to bring it for an oila or bring it for a shlam. Why can't you just go and sell it stam for chulin? Why do you have to even sell it L'tzorche oilis and tzorche shlam? Well, that's because of the rule that we had back in Tumurat, where the Gemara says that anytime you makdish, even Kedushas Domim, to something which is ro'oi li koriv al gabi mizbeach, en yoitze midei mizbeach li oilam. It gets impressed with a Kedushas mizbeach, not a Kedushas aguf. It gets impressed with the Kedushas mizbeach that what? That you cannot just willy-nilly sell it for chulin. If it's ro'oi li gabi mizbeach, you have to sell it for the mizbeach. But the proceeds go for Bedek HaBayis, which Kedushas Domim. Zokti mar masis and omra keg. I'll bring you a raya to Rabbi Yochanan that something which only has kedushas bedek, not kedushas bedek abayis, that only has kedushas domim, it has a status like chulin. Where does the Mishnah say this? Again, a Mishnah mesechtes chulin, where the Mishnah says, v'lodon v'chalvan mutali acher pidjoinan. What is this case? It's talking about kochim mizbech. And the Gemara is only quoting a snippet from the Mishnah in Masechtas Chulin. There the Mishnah says that there's a difference between a person who's makdish, a tam, and then it became a balmum, and then you're poided it, and an animal that you were makdish lemizbeach when it was already an existing mum, already an existing baal mum, and now you're poided. So what's the nafkimina between one and the other? Says the Mishnah over there. If you were makdish a tam, and then it developed a mum, and you sold it, then osur bevlodon vechelvon. Because it says tizbach v'yechalta basar, tizbach v'loi giza, basar v'loi chalo, v'yechalta v'loi v'klavecha. It doesn't have a din of pure chulin, but chulin plus. However, if you were makdish an animal which was a balmum me'ikara, the Gemara calls that kodam mumon lihekdeshon. This animal was never qualified to be brought for a carbon because it was a balmum ab initio. At the inception, when I was makdish it, guess what happens? Afterwards, when I'm poyed to this animal, vlodon v'chelvon mutter li'achar pejoinen. So the Gemara says that's the same thing over here too. Why is it the same thing? Because both in our case, the kedusha that was imbued in the animals of our Mishnah was the kedusha's domim, because it was for bedek habayis, and the case of the Mishnah by the kochim mizbeach, which were originally balim mumim, they never got a kedusha's aguf, only a kedusha's domim, and that's why both of them, after the pidyon, total chulin, nothing to talk about. Hazei zoktiman lechoyra guteraya zoktiman the omid beis. No, you have no raya from that Mishnah. Rav Chizkiya b'shem Rav Chizda tipasa shepodim tamimim v'humamu. What's Rav Chizkiya saying? Rav Chizkiya saying is, if you want to bring a raya from the Mishnah in Masechtas Chulin to our case of Kodshi Bedek Abayis, the only way you can do it is if the two cases are sufficiently parallel on all fours. However, there's a major difference between our case and the Mishnah in Chulin. Because the Mishnah in Chulin is talking about that he was makdish originally a balmum, and then after that he was poided. It's true, it's a kedushas domim, it's not a kedushas aguf, but it involves a balmum. That's why it says chelbon and velodon are mutter. But in our case, the person was makdish a tam, an animal that was roi for an oila or an akeva roi for a shlamim. Now, although the kedusha was a kedushas domim, agreed. But we're talking about it's a tam. Who says a tam? You can go and be poida and make it into chulin. Maybe only if it's a balmum kedushas domim, then I say it has a din of chulin, where the lodon the chelban mutter. But in our case, we're talking about a tam. So even though it's a kedushas domim, maybe there is no such din that when I'm poida it becomes chulin gimurim. Maybe it has the same din like regular kachim mizbeach, that after I'm poided, it still remains v'lodon v'chelvon osur. So the only type of parallel raya that I can bring from that Mishnah is where it has a kedushas domim plus a balmum. In our case, we were talking about that it was a tmimim, Rabbi Yochanan was saying. Says, Dr. Chizkiya, you want to bring a raya from that Mishnah? Talk about a parallel case that it's both a balmum and kedushas domim. What is that case? Shepodan tamimim. Hitaka was poida the kedushas haguf when it was a tamim. In other words, not a kedushas haguf. The kodshe bedek habayis was poida for a tam. Like the case that I want to sell it to Yanko for the zohar for a tzorchei oilois. Beryl I want to sell in the cave of a tzorchei shlamim. And before they had a chance to go and actually bring them for a carbon, v'hummu they developed a mum. Uy. Or the Vilna Goyen is Goyris, she podon, she hoyu tmimen v'homamu, and then podon, that the pidyon was after they became a balmum. But the point is, now the cases are very, very similar. There, in the case of Mesechus Chulin, is talking about there was a balmum, and he was poided, and the hegdish was a gnushes damim, including a balmum. In our case, too, it's talking about that as part of the process of these kodshe bedek habayis, it developed a mum. Oh, then you can go and say, vlodan v'chelvan mutter. But it could be that if you would just poid it, tam, and it did not become balmum, maybe the chelvan and the vlodan would be osir. I have no raya from that Mishnah in Chulin to the pshat of Rabbi Yochanan and the Amar Aleph. Rabbi Yosef b'shem Rav Chizda masnis in Omer Kain. Rabbi Yosef b'shem Rav Chizda says, I'll bring you a raya from that Mishnah in Masechtas Chulin, but on the other case. What's the other case? The other case is if you're makdish a tam for the mizbeach, you were makdish an animal for an oila or for a shlomim or whatever, and then before you had a chance to go and bring it for a korban, it became a balmum, and now you're appointed. What does it say in the Mishnah? V'lodon v'chelvan osur li'achar p'joinan, because it doesn't become total chulin. It's chulin plus these isurim that which remain in this animal. After all, at one time it had kedushas mizbeach, it was a tam. You're pointed after becomes a balmum, but the vlodan and chelvan are osur. Now the Gemara leaves out some key words, and that's the base of the agoyas agra, and that is. But the Mishnah continues on. Masha ain came bekodshe bedek abayis. Bedek abayis, that halacha would not apply. The vlodan and chelvan would be mutter. Ah, so there, in fact, I have a raya. When do I say vlodan v'chelvan is osir? Only in the case of the kedushas aguf l'mizbeach. But if you're talking about kedushas bedek abayis, ein achanami, there would be mutter, because it's taka yoytze l'chulin in gatzim. So don't bring me a raya from the earlier case on the Yomid Aleph, the raya from the person who was maktish muman koidim lehegdeshon, but rather bring a case of a normal case that you're makdish a tam, and then it became a balmum, where there it's osur li'achar p'joinan, masha'en kein legabei kodesh bedek abayis, where it's mutter li'achar p'joinan. Zok yimor Reb Chizki b'shem Reb Yoisa, kodesh bedek abayis shepodan tmimam yotzu l'chulin, like we said on the Yomid Aleph, according to Reb Yoichanan. In Tamar, lo yotze l'chulin. If you're going to go and tell me that they were not yotze l'chulin, hey, kotche mizbeach chalon al kotche bedek abayis. What does Gemara mean to say? Because there's another Mishnah Maseches Tamura, where the Mishnah says that the kedusha of the two are mutually independent. When I say the two, means kedushas haguf and kedushas bedek abayis of kedushas dam. That what? That you cannot be mishana mi kedusha the kedusha. If you have been makdish, for instance, an animal in Mizbeach, I cannot afterwards say, I changed my mind, I'm using it for Bedek Abayis. And vice versa. So that's the Gemara I have over here in our Mishnah, according to Reb Lezer, the person was makdish all of his nechasim and stam hegdish l'Bedek Abayis, which includes all to the animals. So it has kedushas Bedek Abayis. How can I go and sell it now litzorche oilois, to a person who needs an oila? I can't be meshana from kedushas Bedek Abayis, the kedushas Mizbeach. And the answer is, because when I sell it, I'm being poided, it goes totally lechulin, and now the new owner, he has to reconsecrate it and say, I bought this zohar, I want to use it for an oila. But you can't do that if it still has remaining kedushas Bedek Abayis in it. Is the chasimin that when you are poida, you sell your tamimim, which are Bedek Abayis kedusha, kedushas damim, totally yotze l'chulin. And that's the raya of Reb Chizki b'shem Reb Yosef. Good. Nu shtikum. Zogt yomar vayte bali mumin, kodshim mizbeach, chol aleyen laida mila. Laida mila means li'eze dovar. The Gemara is asking, I have bali mumin that I was makdish le mizbeach. What kedusha do they retain even after I go and I'm poyda them? L'gizel avoyda. Now, if it's talking about that kodam hegdeshon le mumin, that's the case that we just quoted from the Mishnah Masechtas Chulin, that after you're poided, vlodan v'chelvan osur. The chiddush of our Gemara is that even if you're talking about kodam mumon lehekdeshon, that I'm makdish a balmum, where on the Omer Aleph we quoted from the Mishnah Masechtas Chulin, that after I'm poided it, that the chelvan and the vlodan are mutter, that's min ha-toyre. But midrabanan, it's asur begizav avoida. Why would it be asur midrabanan? A gezeira. The gezeira is that if I'm going to allow those that are makdish a balmum for a mizbeach, that after I'm poided, that I can use it like regular chulin, I was afraid that the same thing is going to apply, that someone who was makdish a tam, and then after that it became a balmum, and then I was poided, they'll say, it's the same thing, it's regular chulin. But it's not true. And therefore the Chum said, you know what, Midrabanan, we're even going to answer the case of Kodam Mumon Lehektation, where it never had a Kedushas Engulfed. It only had Kedushas Damim, I'm poided, Aser Begizer Vavoida, as if it still was a Psashtikal Karp. Okay, put two dots over here, Rabbi, so we start now a new sugya. Very, very gishmak. Hifrish nekevel oilose ula pisre ula ashamay. An oila, a pesach, and an osham are three very distinct, different karbonis. But atzad ha-shova shebehen, the common denominator is, they all are ba-zochar veloi nekevel. So what happens if a person took a nekeva and says, I makdish this animal nekeva for an oila, for a pesach, and an osha? Automatically it's going to have deficient kedusha. It's certainly not ro'oi kedusha saguf lemizbeach. If you want to bring from an oila, pesach, and osha, you're going to have to wait until it gets a mum. Well, we'll see. I know Barry's going to say, ein mum gedoyle mizu, that we're talking about a nekeva, but in fact it's a machloikis. The Tanakama holds that it does get enough Kedusha Saguf. Even though I cannot bring the Nekeva for an Oila Pesach Hashem, it's a deficient type of Kedusha Saguf, but it has Kedusha Saguf. Oisa Tzmura, that if I go and take now another animal and say, Zu, Tzmura, Zu, it would also be imbued with a deficient Kedusha. It won't have more Kedusha than the original animal. It'll also have such a secondary Kedusha. While Reb Shimon Oimer lo oilosoi oiset tmura lepischu ulashamay ein oiset tmura. Reb Shimon says it depends. For a carbon oila, there's enough kedusha that it can be make a tmura in another animal. Zoo tmura zoo. The other animal will get kedusha's tmura. However, by Pesach miasham, it is such a weak kedusha. It's only kedusha's damim, no kedusha's aguf. It doesn't make a tmura. And therefore, if you say zoo tmura zoo, it's as if I take two tables and I put one table next to the other and I say, zu tamura zu, nothing happens, there's no kedusha whatsoever. The obvious question is, what's the difference, man nishtana oila, from a carbon pesach vi osham? And the Gemara is going to ask that question in another moment. Before we're done, we have another view, and this is the view of Reb Shimon ben Yehuda oim mishim Reb Shimon. He has a different kabbalah as to what Reb Shimon holds, and he holds that Reb Shimon holds loy losoy ula pischay ula shamoy einoy oiset mura zero gunished. An akeva is not roy for an oila pesach ba'asham. Again, to quote Barry's mental thoughts without his expressing it, that ein lecha ba mum gedoyle mizu, therefore only kedushas damim, it doesn't make it work. So we got two views as to what Reb Shimon said. The first Reb Shimon says oila yes, not pesach ba'asham. And Reb Shimon says, none of the above. Frankly, Mar Om Reb Yoichan, what's the Talmud Reb Shimon? I'll tell you why. She came Matzina Nekeva Bi Oif. Ksheira Love Ay Oilim. What Reb Yoichan says is, even though by Behema we don't find an Oilas Nekeva, it's got to be a Zohar, but by an Oif, you can bring an Oilas so Oif from a Nekeva. Why? Because the Gemara tells us, Tamus v'zachris v'behema, then Tamus v'zachris v'oifais. So even though this oilas behema, if it's in the keva, you can't bring it for an oilas. It's the keva. But since I find in the parish of oila that there are nekevas that I can bring for an oila, which is oilas oif, that's enough to imbue this animal with enough kedushas aguf to be brought for, to make a tmurazu, tmurazu. But that doesn't apply to a Pesach v'Oshem. I don't find a Pesach v'Oshem bringing from a Nekeva so'oif. Nishtor zazach. You have to bring a behemah, it's got to be a zachar. So that's the difference between the Oila and the Oshem and the Karban Pesach. As they zogt Reb Yoichanan. The Omer Reb Yoichanan, what about Tamad Reb Shimon ben Yehuda? Reb Shimon ben Yehuda that said B'Shem Reb Shimon that across the board, Oila Pesach v'Oshem ain't a oisit t'mura. Says Rabbi Yochanan, I'll give you a very logical reason. And min the minay hu cholik. Olav koshke min b'she'enay minay. Madach in the case of min the minay. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda says, aliba dir Reb Shimon, that you cannot go and transfer kedusha from one to the other, even though it's the same min. Certainly, and you're talking about taking a nekeva avad, it doesn't get full-fledged kedusha, and therefore you cannot make it tamura. Now, what do you mean by this? Ezo min b'minoi shu cholik olav. What does that mean? Kador d'tani, like we learned. And now the lashon of the Gemara, unfortunately, has problems with it. So we go to the Dalit of the Agoyis Hagra, the Vilna Goyin's Girsa. And what he tells us is, as we all know, there's a difference between one Oshem and the other. And we've had this many times, that if you have a carbon Oshem, which is being brought for Asham Gizelois, Asham Shifa Charufa, Asham Mi'ilois, that Oshem has to be brought from an Ayin. On the other hand, if you're bringing an Oshem for either an Oshem Tolui, or you're bringing it for an Oshem Nozir, or Oshem Mitzoyra, that Oshem is a Keves. What's the difference between Ayil and Keves? Virtually nothing. The difference is the age. A Keves is a young ram, or young lamb, up to the age of one, and an Ayil is a ram, which is now into its second year. So this is a Ben Shana, this is a Ben Shtei Shana. What happens, Rabbi Yisai, if I take a keves and I makdish it for an osham? Which type of osham? An osham that requires an ayil? Or I take an animal which is an ayil and I makdish it for an osham, the type of osham that requires a keves? What's the din? Well, I would think at least it's the same min. Okay, it's older, it's younger. Epis kedusha. Zok Reb Shimon, garnished. Zero, no kedusha whatsoever, and that's what the Gemara is saying. Matach min b'minoi, the same lamb, older, younger. He said, no kedusha. Certainly, if you're talking about an akeva, no kedusha. Let's look at the girsa. We're going to get to Barry's question momentarily. If you look now at Ois Dalid of the Gra, it's at the towards the end of the Karban Eida. You'll see it parallel to the end there. Dalid Hochi Garsin and Oshin Ben Chana Behavi Ben Shtai. You were supposed to bring a keves and you brought an ayil. Or ben shtayim ve'ayil ben shana. It's kosher. It's a kosher asha. And literally, all the balim v'shum choyva, the balim have to go and bring a brand new one. Reb Shimon Oimer kol atzman einan kodesh zero. An ayil for a keves is gunished. A keves for an ayil is gunished. I can understand that an ayil for a keves to be gunished, because after all, an ayil is never going to become younger. We all would like to become younger, but it doesn't work. Masha'en kein, a keves will become an ayil. So I would think, that's a shonashtikl ayil. It's not a gans ayil. It's a halba ayil. No. Segunish, megunish, gunish, Reb Shimon. That's what Reb Yochanan is saying. That's Reb Shat and Reb Shimon ben Yehuda. Madach, it's the same min. It's a zohar, it's a keves, it's an ayil, the same tzoyin. But it's just a difference in age. It could be a difference of one day or one minute. First birthday, it's older than the first birthday. Gunish. So avada alachis kama v'kama kalvachemer ben beneshul kalvachemer. If you take an akeva and you make it into an oila, a pesach, an osham, is gunish mit gunish. Yes, Barry, you had a question.
You're talking about it now. In the case of someone needs an osham of gereva, and he wants to bring it, but the animal now is just too young.
You can wait.
Why isn't it kadosh? Even though at this moment you can't bring it, it's no different than being mocked an animal when it's 2 days old, with the intention of bringing it when it's a month old. It's Mahasar's mind. Why doesn't it have kedusha if it's not right at this moment? If Mahasar's mind and it's not unreasonable, the person intends to visit Yerushalayim in 6 months, and bring it then, and then he'll be wanting to stay out for what he's bringing it. Why is the kedus for a mocked l'shem ayil not valid? It's normal, it's not outrageous.
The Gemara is not talking about the Kedusha, the Gemara is talking about the Hakrova. Avad, you can be Makdish, an animal which is even only 1 day old, and say, I'm waiting for after the first birthday when it's going to become an ayil, I'm going to bring it for a carbon oshem at that time. That works. We're talking about the person who took the 1 day animal, or the 10 day or 1 month animal, which at the moment is a keves, and he brings it to the Beis Midrash, and he's makrevit for an oshem that requires an ayil. Says Reb Shimon, that's gunish. It's gunish vet, because it's, even though it's the same in. Sorry?
Everyone will agree.
No. The Tanakhama doesn't agree. The Tanakhama says if you bring a keves for an ayil, an ayil for a keves, you're yoitza. It's a kosher carbon. We can have to bring a new one. Just like the case of it's a kosher carbon, but you have to bring a new one. It's a kosher carbon. The Pshimon disagrees. Good? Fine. So that's the reason why he holds in the cave it doesn't work in any one of these three cases.
Well, just what was that last case where you said it's Ola? I mean, it doesn't work. It doesn't help for the bomb. You brought in a cave for an Ola. Ola, where normally there's no such thing.
No such thing.
So what did you said it's an Ola.
So says Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, if a person took in a cave and says, I am makdish for an Ola, it has no kedushas mizbeach, and therefore it ainoi oise tmura. If I say zu tmura zu, there's no kedushas a guf to transfer because of the fact that it's not roy, it's like a balmum. Good?
Right, but you said it is, but who's the sheet that says it is a kosher korban, just it can't be all the shame
balm? Oh, that's a new case. Now we're talking about a korban osha. There are three ashamas that you have to bring ayil, three ashamas that you have to bring a kebis. What happens if the person switched it? He brought an ayil required asham and he brought a kebis, or he had a kebis required asham and he brought an ayil. Says the Tanakam, it's a kosher carbon. It's fine, it's acceptable. You can eat it, the kehanim can eat it, you can put emer on the mizbech, it's a kosher carbon. We all about shem chayiv because you broke the wrong carbon, but it's a kosher carbon. Kunjib Shimon, call Atzman Ein Kedoshin. There is no Kedusha whatsoever. If you brought this carbon, it's possible, and you have to go and burn it on the base of Deshin because it's not a qualified carbon. Good?
Yeah.
Next tickle. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon that we just had, for Yeshua of our Mishnah on the Omer Aleph, Shneim Omer Dover Echad. What is that? That both of them agree that you can have a situation of an Akeva that gets some kedusha and not other kedusha. What do you mean? Kamod Rabbi Shua Amar in our Mishnah, the cave of the oil like kitcha el hegdish damim. Back in our Mishnah, person was makdish kol nechasim, and among those nechasim there was in the cave. So what did Rabbi Shua say? Go and sell it litzorche shlomim, and take the money and use it for an oil. So what do you mean you use the money for an oila? Because it gets a kedusha's damim. We're assuming, just like Rabbi Shua said, that if you makdish kol nechasim and there was zecharim and the kevah, the zachar you bring for an oila, then the kevah you sell litzorche shlamim and take the money and buy an oila. Oh, the kevah oila loy kinsha ele hekdish dam. It gets a din of kedusha's damim that you take the money from the sale of this Nikeva for Shlomim. Take the money and use it to buy a brand new oila. That's Kedusha's Dhamma. It doesn't have Kedusha's Ago for an oila. That's Kedusha's Dhamma for an oila. Ken Reb Shimon Omar, Nikeva li oila loy kitcha ele hegdish damim. That's why Reb Shimon says, according to Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, that even though you imbued this Nikeva with a Kedusha of oila, it only gets a hegdish damim, and that's why Einoi tmura, einoi oise tmura. Why doesn't it make it tmura? Because it doesn't have kedushas haguf. It only has kedushas tam. Says Gemara, im toimer. If you were to say according to Rabbi Yeshua that it gets kachi kedushas haguf, you know what you'd have to do. You couldn't go and sell it for a shlomim, but you'd have to go and say yira ad shiestayv. Let it get a mum. I can't go and bring an akeva for a carbon oila. Okay, but it does get kedushas haguf. And therefore it has now a blemish in it that it is a nekeva. Okay, it doesn't rise to the occasion that I can be poided because it's not a classic bumble. So yirat shistayv, let it go in grace, get a moment, now go and be poided and take the money and use it to go and buy a carbon oil. But I didn't say that. I said you could sell it for a shlomim and use it right now. The reason is because it doesn't get kedushas aguf. It only gets kedushas tam. Omer Rabbi, aniroyas divrei Reb Shimon bePesach. Shemoyse Pesach bo shlom. What is Rebbe saying? Let's go back to the original Reb Shimon, not Reb Shimon Yehuda. Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said, if a person is makdish a nekeva for an oila, oise tmura. Pesach vi asham, ainay oise tmura. What's the svara? What's the distinction? So he said, because by an oila, we find a nekeva by an oila. Where? By oila su oi. But by Pesach and by Asham, there's no such thing as an Akeva. Says Rebbe, I respectfully disagree. We find even by a Korban Pesach ain't a keva. We wear. Omer Rebbe Ani Royes Tibre Reb Shimon be Pesach Shemoisa Pesach Boshlomim. Now, although the Gemara says Omer Rebbe Ani Roya, the Takan Chadatin says we should be goyis Eini or Ein Ani Roya as Tibre Reb Shimon be Pesach. Or even with our Girsa, what Rebbe means to say is I take the Svar of Reb Shimon by Oila and I extend it also to Korban Pesach. That what? That even by Korban Pesach, if I makdish a nekeva of a Korban Pesach, it's oise tzmura. Why? Shamoise Pesach boshlamim. What happens if you leave over the Korban Pesach after Pesach? So we know it becomes a shlam. Either automatically you have to be oiker it, it becomes a shlam. And we know a shlamim can be brought from a nekeva. Oh, so this Korban Pesach has a shaykhis with nekeva. So just like I said, by the oila there's a shaykhis. Because an oyla sa oif is nekeva. So this Pesach all tabs a shtikel shaykhis to a nekeva. Why? Moise Pesach bashlamim, which can be brought from a nekeva. That's already enough of a connection that it's oyse tzmura. Frank Timura. What's up here? Yes, brother Shai.
It's not a shaykhis because the Pesach itself, if you made it as a nekeva, it doesn't start. So now you're saying we had a Pesach, but then if it jumped through this hoop and became a shlamim, then in shlamim there's a din in the cave. But there's no connection to the Pesach.
So let me ask you. I go and take an animal, and I go and make a nekeva, and I makdish it for Kedushas Oyla. Will this animal ever turn into a zocher? No. Therefore, it should not have any Kedusha. It shouldn't make a tamura. But Reb Shimon says it does make a tamura. Why? Because the Oilas Behema has a very distant relative that lives in Australia, which is called the Oilas Oif, and that could be a nekeva. What does that have to do with the Behema? As long as I find in the parish of Oila somewhere, even in the North Pole or the South Pole.
It's very tenuous. Very tenuous. But
So Rebbe continues that tenacity or that lack of tenacity, that very tenuous nature to the case of a Korban Pesach, since that all shaykhs, a connection, a third cousin out in Australia, when you have the Moisir Pesach, since it's a shlomim, and a shlomim can be brought in a cave. And if you think, Reb Yid, that we're done, we're going to go and extend the tenuousness to yet a third case. Freit the Gemara Velema. Why doesn't Rebbe say, Ein ani royas dibri Reb Shimon be Asham? Asham also has a connection with an Akeva. Really? What connection does an Asham have with an Akeva? Says the Gemara Shem Moisir Asham ba'oila. What happens if you have an extra Asham lying around? What happens to that? It's similar to the case of the Chomish Chatois Mesois, but by Oshem it goes L'raya, and then from that Raya you're going to go and buy an Oila. This Oshem itself you're not going to use for an Oila. It's going to be Nitik L'raya, and then you're going to sell it and use the money and you're going to buy an Oila. So, big deal, an Oila has to be Brut Azocha. Yeah, but didn't Reb Shimon say that an Oila has a Shaychis to Nekeva because of the third cousin in Africa, in Australia, the Oila Sa'oiv is in Nekeva? So this all types of Sashtikal, Kedushas, Nekeva, Oila, even by Abahem in Nekeva. So say the same thing like Abi and Asham. That the Asham, I was Makdish and Asham, a Nekeva for the Asham. So you can tell me, no, impossible, no Shaychis. There is a Shaychis. Because what happens if I don't use this Asham, it becomes a Moisir Asham. And a Moisir Asham, I'm going to go and sell after it gets a mum, and I'm going to use the money for an oil. And since the oil, if it were to have been an oif, ishaich and a keva. Oh, there's an a keva in the picture. Even more tenuous, right? Wouldn't you agree, Brother Shai? Zakti Yimara, Omrib Ovin. Zakti Yimara, no. Omrib Ovin, Emhikdish Pesach. Start again. Rebbe said, I disagree with Reb Shimon by Pesach, because Pesach Boshlamim, Moisir Pesach Boshlamim, therefore has an Akeva relationship, a connection. Frank the Marv Lame, why didn't Rebbe say that even by the Oshim it has a relationship, Shamoisir Oshim Bo Oila? Amrabavan, I'll tell you why. Because in Higdish Pesach Boshlamim, Gufoi Karev Shlamim. You're right, it's very tenuous, but at least this Korban Pesach itself, if it's left over after Pesach Sheni and you don't need it, it itself is a shlam. And shlam can be brought from an akeva. However, in Hikdish Asham, even you have a Moisir Asham, you never bring the Asham itself for the Oila. Rather, ba'oila and gufay karavoyla. Im hikdish oshim, ba'oila and gufay karavoyla. What do we have to do with yirat shistayv and you take the money and you use it to go and buy a carbon? Oila. And that oila has a third cousin, the oila sa'oif, that is nekeva. That's really tenuous, you know. That's why Rebbe says only by the shlomim, only by the Pesach, and a keva has a sheikhus, because eventually this Pesach could become a shlom, and a shlom has a sheikhus too, and a keva. But by an oshem, moiser oshem, never becomes an oila itself. Rather, if you sell it after it gets a mum, then you take the money, you buy an oila, and an oila you could bring from an oila sa'oif, and an oila sa'oif is an a keva. That's just so tenuous. That's why Rebbe would not hold by the oshem. Fine. Frankly, Mara, my kedoy nahein. What is the machloikis here between Reb Shimon that says Pesach, you are makdish and a keva for a Pesach, it has no kedushas aguf, any oisit tamura, and Rebbe that says no, I would say in that case I would disagree with Reb Shimon and I would say it does make tamura. What's the machloikis? Efnimara Omar hegdish tomim hegdish, or I should say hahein Omar. One says hekdish tamim hekdish. That's Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says when you're makdish ain't a keva for a Pesach, it never develops into kedushas haguf, even though subsequently this Pesach might be brought shlomim in a month, 2 months from now, moisra Pesach, maskim. But that latent kedusha, that potential of kedusha shlomim, is at the moment only a kedushas damim, not a kedushas haguf, because it's now a kedushas karm Pesach. And therefore, it's not oisit tamura. But hey, but Rebbe says, no. Hegdish gufoy hegdish. What does that mean? What Rebbe says is a gevaldige chiddush, that if I am makdish an animal for a carbon Pesach, latent in the DNA of this animal is also a kedushas guf for shlomim. Obviously, it's not an actual kedushas guf, but there's that potential sleeping kedushas guf. And therefore, if ultimately I don't bring this for a Pesach, then the Pesach will fall away, and the Shlomim is going to mushroom and going to take over Kedushas HaGuf. Says Rebbe, that Kedushas HaGuf of Shlomim was already there now when I was makdish the Karm Pesach. Oh, it was already there now. And Shlomim you can bring from a Nekeva. That's why this Nekeva, Hacha Pseyor Shaychis, and it could be Oise Tmura. Or Reb Shimon says, what are you talking about? At the moment there is zero Shlomim. Maximum kedushas domim shlomim, that if I don't use the Pesach for a Pesach, it could be, could, would, should, but at the moment it's only a carbon Pesach, it's not a carbon shlomim. Oh, that's the machlokes. Reb Shimon says, I don't see the potential for shlomim yet, it could be converted subsequently, that's why vaynois et tmura. Mashenken, according to Rebbe, no, there's already shlomim. If you put on 3D glasses, you could see lurking behind the scene there is a kedusha as a guf for shlomim. Therefore, even though it was makdish in a keva, it has enough kedusha to be oise temura. Noch eshtikol. Reb Zeira b'shem Reb Shimon Lakish. Taimi Reb Shua. Let's go back to Reb Shua of our Mishnah. Reb Shua in the Mishnah said that even though you makdish kol nechasav, any behemoth do not get a kedusha as bedek kabayis, they get a kedusha as a guf limizbech. Where do I take this from? Says Imara, a pasuk. So, says the Gemara, Hakol Korev Li'oila, any animal that you're going to be makdish, even if it's on the cave, and even though you were makdish at Stam, it's going to have a status Li'oila. So, the Gemara, Litzoinchem Tomim Zachar. I understand if you're talking about an animal which is zohar, which is roi, to be an oila. Oh, ashiyakrav Hashem le'oila. Freit imara menayin afil nekevus. How do I know that according to Rabbi Yeshua, even if you're makdish in a keva, you sell it litzorchi shlamim, but the money that is received, you bring a carbon oila? Tamalim, because the pasuk says babakar. That's the next pasuk. Why did it say the word bakar? The rabbis said the kavis to include in the kavis too. And therefore that's why, if we have in a cave in a Mishnah that a person was makdish all in the chasim including the kavis, although you can't bring the nekeva itself for an oila, you sell it for a shlomim, someone who needs it for a shlom, and the money is now retrieved, the proceeds are used to go and buy an oila. Where do I know this from? From the extra word babakar. Says Rabbi Yitzchak, Bei Reb Lezer, Shoal, Hot Gefreit, Ksiv Zohar, the At Amris Babakal Rabbis is Nakevis. Although the Pasuk says, Beferi Zohar, you take the word Bakar to be a sufficient reboy to include Nakevis as well. Huh. So why don't you say to Kavasa, Ksiv Tomim? The same Pasuk says, Letzoinchem Tomim Zohar, if you have the Torah Ora Sholem, it's all the way in the bottom, the second Pasuk, Letzoinchem Tomim Zohar, Babakar. So just like you say that Zohar is Lavdavka, Babakar is Lerabbis Esana Kevois. Say that Tomim is Lavdavka, and Babakar is Lerabbis Esai Balei Mumin. Why don't you say the same thing should apply to Balei Mumin? That what? That they should also get a Kiddushas Oila. Obviously, it can't be Makrev a Balmu, but sell it, take the money, and use it for an Oila. Mabinein, what's the difference between one and the other? And for the Gemara, Rav Omar, shift the kadkido beinehen. What does that mean? The word kadkido, we have this back in Masechet Shabbos, we have a kadkoid. Kadkoid is that when you're using a weaving loom and you want to divide between the chassis strands and the Erev strands so they don't get mixed in, confused, and become agans mishachts, you use this special kadkoid. A kadkoid is a rod which you use to divide between the warp and the woof strands, between the chassis and the earth. So what Rav is saying is, the difference between the two, to say that Bakar includes Nekevos, or Bakar includes Bali Mumin, the difference is so stark that you can go and divide between them by putting in this rod of the weaving loom. In which respect are they so different? Because the Gabi and the Keva, it's Shayich the Gabi Karbonis, because the Shlomim and other Karbonis you can bring from an Akeva. So even though, one more second, you can sit on my lap if you want. So even though a Nekeva is not roi to be brought for a carbon oila, but since it could be brought for other Karbonis, so Babakar says, you know what? Throw it in the Nekeva. That although it doesn't get a Kedushas Aguf to be brought for an oila, it gets Kedushas Adamim, that you can go and sell it for a Shlamim, take the money and use it for an oila. But by a Balmum, Balmum is never ever roi for a carbon, except of course for an oif. But we're talking about Behemoth, we're not talking Reb Shimon now. So therefore, since it's never roi for a carbon, you cannot use the Bakar to be Marber Bali Mumin, and to say that in that case, that Rabbi Shua would agree there too, that if you are Makdish Kol Nechasset and they had Bali Mumin there, that you would go and sell it and use the money for buying a carbon oila. That's the end of today's Gemara. Any questions, Rabbi Sai? Hearing none. Yes, Brother Shai.
Monday morning,
Mitchum at 8:02. We're going to continue the daf. And Amir Tshem, on Tuesday morning, I hope to be back in Bismedrish, and then we'll be learning at approximately 7:40, 7:45.
Good. We should not have shir with the concluding Shabbos daf of Shoal. The only hell we have to tomorrow and Sunday, which I'll send out momentarily, is not down Shoal daf
up. Now, this the following Shabbos.
Following Shabbos.
So okay.
Please, you wear for next week to accommodate the
okay, so Rabbi say, I don't know if everybody understood what Barry was saying, but what Barry was saying that the Shabbos shir tomorrow and the Sunday shir, we have tapes, recordings from last Machzor, which Barry will graciously send out shortly to all of the oilim. Next Shabbos, in other words, 8 days from now, we do not have a recording for that. So presumably we will have a Matzah Shabbos shir, but Dai L'Simcha B'Shaita when we get closer to that Shabbos. This coming Monday, which is Isru Chag, Emet Hashem, the shir will be at 8:02. And starting Tuesday, Emet Hashem, we'll be back to quote-unquote regular schedule, where we will give the shir after Rabbi Vorhan's davening, which will presumably be 7:40 to 7:45. Our good friend Barry will send out instructions and reminders for all of these dates and times and schedules. Kiyad Hashem Hatova Alaf. Everybody should...
Mr. Medrash, will Barry be back? We'll need him for the minion.
Barry, will you be back on Monday morning?
Not Monday. My daughter... I don't know. My daughter is born. I don't think my daughter is